Okay, this is the second weekend back to back that Mother Nature has gotten in the way and messed with our games. Girl, someone needs to send her a text message, a DM, or something because she needs to get it together. Slash, this week's episode, we are Sun Wiglet as she is down south, her mama getting married. So, category eels. Don't wanna be all by myself anymore.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
You. The Flag Flag Football Board is not responsible for any statements made during this podcast.
But they do support our community and creative efforts that bring us together.
All right, so this weekend we're coming at you a little different. We're giving you a little remixed version of Collard Greens and Cornbread. We ain't got no Wiglet because she's down south taking care of her mama or walking down the aisles a flower girl for her mama's wedding. Congratulations, Mrs. Shaw. We haven't had football games the second week in a row, so we're going to just have some cute, fun interviews with folks. We've got Casey Hogan. We've got Mark Smith. We've got Craig Burns. And we've got the delicious, my future hubby, James German. All right, let's just get it crack-a-lackin'. Okay, so we're here with our first guest du jour, Miss Casey. Hello.
Sac passe, Henry.
Ma boule, baby. Yes, spitting that Creole. When did you learn Creole?
There was a Haitian Creole class, and I was kind of shopping classes, and I went to one, and it was the best class. So I studied it for a few years. I went to Haiti a few times, but I'm definitely out of
you
practice.
You went to Haiti a few times? Really?
I sure did.
Look at you, Miss Haiti 2018. I'm obsessed with
that. I speak more Creole than Wyclef.
You probably spoke. I would say for sure you probably speak more Creole than me. Ain't that a shame?
Oh, I doubt that.
I don't, honey. I do not. Okay, so how long have you been in the league?
This is my sixth season. So I joined in the spring of 2016.
And did you know somebody, or how did you just like fall into it? How'd that come about?
It's funny, actually. So I actually learned about the league back in 2013.
Okay.
I was in for the weekend to visit my cousin Kyle McNaught, who's been in the league for a long time. And I was supposed to hang out with him on this Saturday night that I came into the city, and he was like, "Do you mind coming to this thing with me?" And it ended up being the meet your team party for his first ever season playing. And it was so much fun. They were doing like pick your color, and they needed volunteers from each team to go up. And his team had been like, "Oh, you should go up because last year it was musical chairs and you seem like you'd be a tough guy and will like shove people out of the way." And then he got up there and it was a spelling bee.
Stop.
And I lost it because he is Florida educated.
Okay, hold up. Don't come for Florida educated, honey. I was raised in Miami. Don't come for us.
Shoot. sorry. Melbourne educated.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I forget what word he got out on. I think it might have been like football. Sorry, Kyle.
Cute. Wait, so six seasons. How's this season going? Kyle's your captain, right? Is he co-captaining with anyone?
Yeah, it's him and Tarzan.
Oh, yes.
I think I like guilted him into drafting me, or his dad probably guilted him into drafting me. But it's good. I think that we're in like that massive tie for fourth in our conference.
Yes, the four-way tie.
Yeah, we have a good record. It's just that we, like, our losses have all been conference games, so that bumped us down. But I think we're like 7-3 overall.
Cute. Any like special moments this season? We're not talking about you picking one of my balls. Rudy Huxtable.
I mean, that was truly the grace of God. I like looked up and the ball was in my hands. I felt weirdly guilty because you were my quarterback last season.
I was like upset, and then you caught it, and I was like, okay, good All right, job.
Yeah, I had 1 week where my mom came, and my mom is like the cutest. It was that like freezing rain day, and I kept running by her, and her lips were blue. And I scored a touchdown in that game, and I was just so excited. And my mom is like pumping her umbrella, cheering for me.
Cute.
I'm like 30 years old, screaming like, Mom!
Do you think you'll ever want to captain?
I don't know.
I think you'd be a great captain.
Just like understanding defense and the game well enough, I think that I would need maybe some help there. I think that I'm good at like the personality management and like keeping everybody happy.
I totally feel you on that.
Yeah, and I just from talking to Kyle, it seems like it's so much work.
I think you'd be a really, really, really quiche captain. You've got like nothing but positive energy. You're always beaming energy on the fields, winning or losing. Like it's always a pleasure to see you on the fields, to play with you, to play against you. Yeah, you're good people.
Oh my God, you're turning me into a narcissist. As if I wasn't already one.
Okay, baby boo, you want to play a quick little game?
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. You don't have to worry about me asking you any like sexual questions.
Okay. No one wants the answers.
Okay, so either or. Okay. So sushi or Chinese?
Oh, I guess I would say, so I'm a vegetarian, which makes this a little bit tough, and I don't do fish or shellfish.
Okay, so not sushi. Having like the veggie.
Yeah, I was actually going to say sushi because I don't mind veggie rolls.
Okay. Spring or fall football season? Okay. Nicki Minaj or Cardi B?
Oh, I think that I'm like an old soul. I got to go Nicki just from like longevity standpoint.
Cardi's just a mess. Isn't she? Like, calm down. Stop being so like ridiculous and just perform. like enough. Okay, so Netflix and chill, or do you go to the movie theaters?
Oh, we go to the movie theaters all the time in the winter.
Really?
Yeah, Scott and I go to the movie theaters like almost weekly in the
winter.
What's
the last movie you saw?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, on my birthday this year, I tried to go see Crazy Rich Asians, and I had the theater to myself. I was sitting in there for 45 minutes playing on my phone, and then someone came in and was like, this theater has been broken all day. We didn't think anyone was in here. We assumed they would have come and told
us. Just like sitting in there waiting?
Yeah, for 45 minutes past when it was supposed to start. They were like, yeah, you're not seeing this today. So that was the last one I was supposed to see.
Dead. Yeah. Okay, tequila or vodka?
Probably vodka.
Okay, I'm
tequila
makes
girl. Me messy.
Tequila makes a lot of people angry. It makes me so happy. McDonald's or Wendy's fries?
McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
I agree, girl. Although those Wendy's fries, you know, they're a dollar. They're on like, there's like this dollar thing going on for Wendy's fries. Okay, anyway, last one. Red Sox or Patriots?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, this is bad, but I've kind of chilled on the Patriots a little bit. The stuff with the NFL has been upsetting me. Just the, you know, locking out Kaepernick and then the whole like CTE thing. It makes me feel like just kind of like dirty watching it to some extent. So I got to say, it used to be Patriots, but I got to say Red Sox now.
Okay. Yes. Red Sox Nation.
Yeah, boo.
Well, darling, it was a pleasure having you on as our first lady of the podcast.
Thank you. Can I just really quickly give a plug that Ben Flagg and I are starting a book club?
I am literally obsessed with that idea.
Do you want to join? Yeah.
Yes.
It is still, I would say, in utero for the planning stages. Okay. But we know that applications will be involved just in terms of, we need to know what book genres you like. I don't want someone coming in and making me read the biography of Ulysses S. Grant or something like that.
What about the Bible?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
We'll talk.
Okay, well, if y'all get this together by the end of the season, trust and believe, we will have a commercial for it, because I love that idea. We could have like a Flag book. That is so cute.
Yeah.
Yes.
So talk to us if you're interested.
All right, girl. Have a great weekend this weekend.
Thank
weekend
you.
With
good luck.
Games. Same to you. See you on the fields.
All right.
Mwah. Ciao, boo. This is a wig
and wiglet special service announcement.
All right, y'all. I know we just finished wrapping up them ballots, but it's time to get your vote on.
That's right, baby. It's time to vote for Miss Congeniality 2018.
There's still time left to write us in there. Wig and wiglet, flag football, Miss Congeniality.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't trying to have this race as close as Florida.
Or Texas, baby. We don't want no recount, so write us in, honey.
This announcement has been approved by Wig.
And Wiglet.
All right, y'all. So we are here with what happened with Marcus Smith, child. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Henry. Thanks for having me.
Of course, boo. Mm-hmm. My pleasure. How you been?
Good, good.
How's her season going? How's her shoulder?
The shoulder is good.
Uh-huh.
$600 later. It's all healed.
$600 for what? Like an x-ray?
An x-ray, some drugs, and a sling. And not kind of sling.
So. Wait, so how's your season been going?
So if we want to start a flag football GoFundMe.
You know where to start it, boo.
Yep.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your season. What's been going on? What's the tea? This is your second or third season captaining?
This is my third fall captaining. I think so far so good. We have a really talented team from top to bottom. I mean, I think the only games that, you know, we've really faltered are when it kind of stinks that, like, how Jeremy goes, we kind of go. But that's kind of
how the game works, right?
Yeah, that's, like, if you lose your quarterback, unless you have, you know, a pretty solid backup, you're kind of screwed. So
I totes agree. Hallelujah, praise that truth.
A couple of good new players that, like, came out of the woodworks, and some folks are trying new positions, so it's been fun.
Versatility is key, boo.
I know, yeah.
Okay, so let's just, like, get into this. I want to know who you would rank as, like, your top five derrieres of the league this season.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not too much.
I mean, I think Martell's booty, I always call him, like, Serena. He got a donkey donk, girl.
Of a derriere man myself.
Okay, what kind of a man are you?
But, I'll just answer the question. And...
Wait, but what kind of a man are you? There's another question.
I'll plead the fifth on that. I don't know. My answer is just James German in five different colored shirts. Next question.
I literally... he does have a beautiful booty, doesn't he?
Yep, yes, ma'am.
She's got a beautiful, a lot of things. Let me drink some water, girl. I am parched.
So, I did take a quick poll, some other folks, and
amongst the crew,
Martell made that list actually.
Yes, who else?
Let me tell you, let me pull this up real quick verbatim. I won't tell you where this came from.
Matt Martell
and Corey Wood are just beefy. So it depends on what you're into.
Okay, beefy.
Yep. So, I mean, I guess someone's a fan out there.
I mean, Corey does have a big old juicy booty too, girl. And it's like tight and it's like solid as a rock. Tim Walsh also has a big old donkey booty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She got a donk. Johnny Chulia got a donk.
Retweet. A donk a donk.
Does Swingler have a booty? I feel like Swingler got a big old juicy booty too.
I don't look at that part of Swingler's body. I don't.
Okay.
No.
Okay, that's friend zone. Okay. Tell me about, like, maybe two of your most memorable moments. It could be this season past, whatever you got. Give it to me.
Okay. I would say, like, one of my most memorable moments was. My first season as a captain, and it was the furthest we ever went into the Super Fabulous Bowl, and we made it all the way to the semifinals, and we lost by one.
Which team were you on?
We were yellow, and I was the captain. I had Robert Sauer as quarterback, and then our receivers were Brian Reynolds, Joe Burke. We had Greg Lamoth on that team. I had Kevin Welton on that team.
I do remember that team. That's the first time I was like, okay, Kevin Welton got some game.
That was, I mean, we that was a team that could have, you know, won it all, I feel like, but 1 point lost.
You got another one?
Yeah, I think, you know, last year at Gable when we was in Boston, I didn't get to play too much, which was fine, but there was this one, I scored a touchdown at Gable, and it was a
yes, catch. Stop.
I thought I was on the sideline, but apparently there was 5 more feet, and so I didn't make it that dramatic. So.
I've heard you have had like a lot of silly moments like that in your football experience so far.
I feel like a different trip every time I step on the field. You never know what you're gonna get.
Hallelujah. Okay, what about like your most embarrassing moment?
I think this has made its rounds quite a few times, but 2 years ago I was playing center, and you know how you're supposed to hike the ball to the quarterback?
Yep, I'm familiar with it.
Well, I guess I decided to hike it to the middle linebacker on the defensive team.
Girl, you need Christ.
I can't go to church this Sunday, so, I mean, everyone just kind of stood there and stared at me. I wasn't even, like, hung over from the night before or anything.
You were just confused, like, girl.
Yeah.
You were just confused, poor thing. Okay, so let's play a quick little game. I played this with Wiglet once before. It's going to be like first. So the first time you this, the first time you that. You got it?
Okay. Yep.
Okay, so what was the first time you were thrown out of a bathhouse?
Okay, that's never happened. So
is that truth or is that fiction?
You got to get inside before you can get thrown out, Henry, so it's never happened.
Oh, okay, so you weren't let in.
Correct.
Okay. the first time you left Georgia.
Well, I was born in Florida, actually.
Get out, girl.
Yeah, so I lived there for 7 years, but, like, my mom is from Ireland, so we would travel all the time.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so, like, and my grandparents lived in Indiana, so... We were a traveling family. That's
you are
sure.
Just like a circus child.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was the first time you ever played football?
Second grade, I played Pop Warner for a week, and then I cried to my mom, and she said it's okay to quit.
Oh, and was the next time you picked up a ball in a flag?
Yeah, that was the next time I played football.
Cute. Okay, mm-hmm. This question in particular I was given by our dear friend Wiglet. The first time you were atop in, I believe it was New York.
Oh no, that was years ago. That's ridiculous.
Do we get a little story about that, or
no? There's no story. It was just like natural.
Oh, it was natural. You were just like an aggressive dom top.
Yeah. This was like. Okay. My former life, back when I used to live in Florida, like after college.
Cute. Bam. And did you just destroy this person?
Oh, God, Henry. Let's next question, please.
Okay, so let's get into like some actual ball conversation, like some flag football conversation. I just want to know, like, what would your top three teams of each conference be?
Okay, so in what conference are we in?
I think we're we're American.
American, I would definitely put you all. Y'all are good.
Mm-hmm.
As top three. I think I would also then rank purple. And this is like we haven't played orange and Kelly Green yet. So I would go purple. Because I think that they when we played them, I think they just had an off game. And I'm not gonna count ourselves because I would definitely put us in the running.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm going to say Kelly Green has been surprisingly consistent with their wins.
They've been turning it around. They have been turning around and working their way up to the dubs.
And I think that they're solid from top to bottom where, like, you can throw anybody the ball on that team on offense. And it could potentially be a catch and a big catch. And there's just a lot of short weapons on there. And then he'll go long to Brenda or something like that, and that's how they'll beat him.
They have been like connecting and working their magic, so we'll see. What about the national side of things? I don't know if you've been able to pay a lot of attention to that.
So, like, every time I've seen Tony Ardolino's pink team play,
mm-hmm.
they're like winning all these games. And granted, I've only seen them play like twice.
Uh-huh.
But I guess that they have a lot of new talent, and I don't think
they've got a lot of new players.
And no one knows who, like, he's going to go after on offense, so he can pretty much throw the ball anywhere he wants.
That's fair. Dangerous.
And then, oh, gosh.
I would say, I think I'm Salvoni and Tim Walsh. I think Tim Walsh is always going to be playing late on Super Fabulous.
That's he somehow always manages to, like, make it towards the latter half of the day. It's insane.
And somehow he can have the most interesting team in terms of, oh, that doesn't look like it's going to come together and gel. But I think he's the type of captain who can really bring out the best in every player.
I totally agree. He's a great captain.
He just knows where to put people to succeed at their best. Like,
totes agree.
And I played with him in Vegas last year, and he was awesome there too in terms of encouraging.
Okay, you got one more?
I think the light blue team with Mike O'Brien, that's going to be another dangerous team to deal with.
You think they're going to turn around and get it together?
I think Max Wilder has a lot of weapons there. And if they're all there and they're clicking, they'll be dangerous.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, so what about some of these matchups Saturday? What are you thinking about Saturday matchups?
Saturday. Mm-hmm. So
technically the last weekend's games.
Yeah. Ooh, that Navy and Fuchsia game will be good. I think Navy is a dark horse.
You think, like, I feel as though they have so much talent on their team and it just hasn't clicked.
Well, I get the feeling that they haven't all been there on the same day.
Oh. That does make a difference.
When we played Navy, they didn't have Cam. And I think that was a big part. And Cam's obviously a big part of your offense.
Right.
So we didn't have to worry about him. But I think y'all should watch out for them.
We're definitely not taking it easy on them because I know they're going to come and bring it. And yeah. David's a cute QB. They've got like 6 or 7 folks that are Gable folks. So, I mean, I know it's not going to be an easy game.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you can get under Dave's skin, like, you can probably pick him off a couple of times.
Okay. I think the pink and black game is going to be a good
one. Exactly what I was going to say next. I mean, that black team, they're good. And,
yeah.
I mean, aren't they number 1 and 2 right now in the conference?
1 and 2. Yep.
Yeah. And I mean, Brian Carr is such a good QB. Like, if he's on, that's a dangerous team.
Yeah, I think that'll definitely be a good matchup for Pink. Okay, give me one more.
Red and Royal would be a fun game to watch, huh?
Red and Royal. Red versus Royal.
No, Red's going to kill him. Red's going to kill him. I'll give you another one.
Oh, shade.
I actually think our game, Red Royal Camo versus Orange.
I think that's going to be actually a really, really, really good game. You guys have Jeremy back, right?
Yeah, we do. And we should be full strength, too. Like, I think we're only missing one player. Connor Tracy was threatening to miss, but he got his work schedule fixed, worked out. He'll be there. I mean, he's
okay, part girl. Of our offense. Yeah, he was doing a really good job for y'all when you guys played against us. She loves the slant, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. And she also loves to go over the back on defense.
So does.
Get balls out of the way.
Well, darling, it was a pleasure having you.
Yeah, I hope this makes the director's cut.
It is def gonna make the director's cut, child. Good luck this weekend.
All right, and I will see you Saturday. Right?
See you on and off the field Saturday, boo. Because yes, we got ma'am. A party, honey.
I know, and we'll see y'all at the bar after the party.
All right,
thanks, boo.
Ciao. Closing time.
One last call
for alcohol.
So finish your whiskey or beer.
Yes, flaggers. Get your last sip on because it is final call at Blarney Stone.
You know, next week, all games go all day. So this week is your last chance to get it on at the Blarney Stone.
Get it on and popping, baby.
Yes, ma'am. We'll see y'all there.
All right, here we are with the one, the only, Miss Craig Burns.
Hello.
Hey, girl, hey. How you doing, squirrel friend?
Girl, can we talk about the fact that, like, before we even, like, really get into this and, like, really put our foot in the pot, let's talk about the fact that that took 15 minutes to figure out how for me to get into your damn podcast.
I mean, some of us are tech savvy. Some of us are just savvy.
I would be concerned for all of our listeners because, like, I work at the electric company, and if I can figure this out, girl, we're going to be blackout like Blarney at 5 o'clock, girl.
Not cute. Okay, girls, tell the folks how long you've been in the league. What's your story?
I'm trying to say, I actually think like Bush was still president when I joined the
Stop.
League. Yes, the last time we had a Republican idiot in the White House. I want to say it was like 2007 or so. Like I've been playing for like ever.
You were OG, huh?
Yeah, for real. Like I remember I remember M Street. I remember playing on that frozen ass tundra in November. I remember when they used to have the All Star game in early December. Like it was all that was like all the way back.
Okay, so how's your season going?
We're into it, yo. It's none of your business, and the Lord is with thee.
Lord is with the nuns.
We are
baby.
Having a season. I mean, we had to walk through the desert for 40 days first during that open play weekend. That didn't work out for us, but we found Jesus and he found us, and it's been a pretty fun season. Like you talk to people and you hear things about like there's like somebody has a positive experience, they have a great team and it's successful, and everyone is like really chill and like they really get along. It kind of feels like a big family. I've been on some good teams. I've coached some strong teams. I've won a Super Bowl, but I think this is a team.
A Super Bowl.
Yeah, super fabulous. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, you got a Super Bowl ring.
Yes, 2012. Well, I got one of them chintzy plastic trophies that broke.
So. Not chintzy, girl.
Yes, but yeah, it's really awesome people, good energy. I think Dan and Brian are doing a great job, and I hope that at least for folks that we've played with or played against so far, I hope that they have a good impression of us as strong competitors, but also being good sportsmen and women. Shout out to Jill.
Shout out to Jill.
But just a quick little, hi, how are you?
No, I can vouch for that. You guys were a great team to play against, and never like once did you guys have any kind of negative energy. And that's always a good thing to have. Like,
right.
It's freaking flag football. So you go out there, you go to win, you go to play, but you go to have fun,
right.
You know?
Right, right, right. I mean, hey, it's like I said, like when it gets real heated, I'm like, it's gay recreational flag football on a Saturday morning.
Amen. Right. I will say that I do miss playing with you. You were like one of my favorite captains ever. Aww. And like I will always say that I think
go on, put that sugar on that like it's some New Orleans sweet tea. Go on now.
Come on, plug.
Okay.
Like you have a way of inspiring folks on the field, and it's just a joy to be part of.
Well, I'm flat earth. I will say that I miss them damn juking hips moving up and down the damn field.
I know, aren't they cute?
What's funny is I don't know if how many people remember go back a ways and remember the Naughty Pines, and that was the year that that this damn fool Miss Wig, she's all about living her best life until she takes one defensive play, picks a ball, and tears a damn ACL.
God, my heart just like sunk. I literally just got nauseous.
It was amazing, like. The last weekend, you're like, whatever, I'm gonna get surgery next weekend anyway, and you were just as amazing without an ACL as you are with. But
I totally forgot that. I was like, Craig, please let me go in, and you were like, no. I said, please, I'm getting surgery, ain't nothing else I could do.
You gave me them damn puppy eyes, like it was like Sarah McLachlan's in the background singing Angel, and then and I'm like, all right, fuck it, fine.
Okay, girl, so I want you to give me your top five hotties in the league, and you're going to exclude your husband.
Well, see,
I know you're wiped up.
I feel like I'm going to have to say his name 5 times, or I'm going to wind up on the couch for a bit.
Okay, say it 5 times, and then give me 5 new ones.
Devin X5.
Uh huh.
I don't know. Like, I would say that I think that the right answer is that I haven't been looking.
Okay, girl.
But I will say that just in general, the past 2 years, like talent in every way you want to take the word talent has definitely improved in the field or in the field
it
in
so
the league
has,
for
girl.
A few years. Like all of a sudden, you're like, you got to really work on those neck muscles come August because your head's gonna be whipping around on that field come December.
Hallelujah to that. Ain't that the truth?
Yes.
I mean, there's like some delicious meat out there.
I will say though, I would call for like you know, when we talk about sportsmanship, we should all talk about it with our attire. Like, if you know that you got one of them, like, Costco-sized pack of sausage down there, could you cover that up, please?
Or not.
No, you know what? It's, you know,
I'm not complaining.
Where the ball's going. The
well, there are some balls that you can pay attention to, but you wiped up. You gotta be
I'm just saying, I'm worried about the other folk. You know, like, you stand there looking at that pack of hot dogs, and then you hit one of them sewer grates, and down you go. I don't need anybody getting injured while their eyes are not looking where their feet are going.
Okay, girl. Now tell me two of your most memorable moments. Seasons past, this season, whatever you got.
So I would say that you default to where you've had success, like on the field. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't necessarily mean, you know, winning it. But I will say that it was a pretty big trip to win the Super Fabulous Bowl in 2012. It was part of Liquored, which was the red team. So it was like, you know, like the red campaign. You had like the parentheses for red. So mm-hmm. Carl Ames came up with the name Liquored. So it was like our name was LIQUO parentheses RED like close parentheses. Liquored, and so it was. It was pretty cool. Like, in fact, everyone, when we won, everybody on the team, that was their first Super Bowl win, you know, so it was pretty cool that everyone kind of got to win together. It was kind of a shock because it's such a long day. I mean, like, you know, for everybody competing, I think it's a long day, no matter how many, you know, whether it's one or five games that you wind up playing, which is always impossible with those folks who start in the early session. But it's such an amazing like feat and you really come together. And this is, and I think the best of our league in terms of play and sportsmanship definitely comes out on Super Fab Day. Like it's such an amazing day to experience. So for me, that's definitely at the number one to actually go ahead and play that final game and then also be able to pull out the win. Cause I remember the first half, like it was 0-0. Nobody scored. It was like, and I was like, I can't do this. This is too stressful. and I'll tell you, like, if your captain hasn't told you already enough times, extra points matter because we won 13-12 because of one extra point because both teams scored two times. We defended those extra points and we got one through ourselves on offense, and that's what won the game. So those extra points matter. So definitely,
they matter
to these final 2 weeks because, like, I mean, there's four games this weekend. Like, half of the season from conference play is coming up in a couple days. It's nuts.
Mother Nature is a fool. She is just rude. Okay, do you have an embarrassing moment you want to tell the folks?
well, I mean, I haven't had, like, my ass cheek come out. Those are always funny when people do that. You know, but, always love that. But I will say that it's kind of like a teachable moment. Like, Coach's Corner is, like, a former captain. I would say that there was, I was actually playing with you and there was one play and I was, it was a quick, you know, quick slant out. You tossed me the ball and I run up again along the sidelines and I got hit by, I think it was Kyle. And like, he just hit me in the head and I lost my damn.
Oh my mind. God. I do remember
and
that.
The thing was, and I was lost my mind while I'm there having my, you know, my reality TV moment, you know, flipping tables and calling everyone a prostitution whore. there was a flag on the ground because Lee threw it. He's like, no, I got you, but like, so that penalty was called, but I also picked up a like 20-yard unsportsmanlike contact. I had just started dating Devin too. I'm like, well, I'm not showing well, am I? And I think that at the end of the day, like going back to what we said earlier, like it's flag football, it's chill. Like this is a big family of love, and I think that it was even more embarrassing because I'm a ref myself. I volunteer. Users see me out there every weekend trying to get the call right. But anyone who's had one of those moments, I think in hindsight, kind of looks back and is just like, ooh, shit.
Ooh. So I remember I like it was yesterday, girl.
I would go with that.
All right. So you ready to play plead the fifth?
Oh, yes.
You know
the
rules, right?
My constitution. Like, okay, girl. So I've got my constitution in my back pocket. I'm ready to plead the fifth.
Okay. You have to pick one of your exes who you played ball with to co-captain with the rest of your flag career. Who is it going to be?
Well, this is my last season, so. Oh, God. Oh, man, probably. I would definitely pick Tim Walsh. I think he's a phenomenal captain. I think he has done a great job in building family, building camaraderie. He has a frustrating pass as a quarterback to play against. I think he always figures out a way to pull out a win. And then, you know, coincidentally, well, not coincidentally, I think it's intentional, but like the success that they have you know, in terms of their standings. I think they're in the second or third place right now in our conference. Again, after, and I think
they're right under y'all.
I also think that other than Phil Clawson, I think he's won more Super Fab Bowls than anybody else that I can think of that I've ever played with. So I would probably pick Tim.
That's a good answer. Okay, so are you pro or anti water sports?
So I'm like whatever. I would say like I'm not opposed to it. I have participated. So if this was like $100,000 pyramid, I'd be giving the clues.
Oh,
to receiving the clues.
Oh.
So, yeah. But everyone, if you into it, stay hydrated.
Okay. What's the worst team you've been on?
Worst team?
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Worst is kind of, I don't know, that feels a little controversial. I would say most disappointing team, I would say, is the year that you got injured. I was excited to play with you at quarterback. I know it's something you were like kind of coming into your own.
We had such a freaking good team, really good girl.
Mark Vavrick was on there, and like he's so fantastic with like just with his speed and certainly his attitude. And I think that he's probably one of the most admirable players I recall who's been in the league in terms of, it seems like no matter what's happening on the field, there's always that he always has a positive attitude returning to the huddle. You know, I'd say that probably was the most disappointing team. You know, I remember my first season wasn't fantastic, but it's my first time ever playing organized football. I never played in high school. I actually, like, when I was in college, I was on, I was the captain of my crew team in college. So like I was nowhere near a football. So I'd say that first season, my go-to thing was to run a quick out route behind the corner so they wouldn't pass the ball to me, so I didn't worry about dropping it.
You sneaky little devil.
Absolutely. I was like, oh, I don't know. I fell into coverage. I don't know.
Sneaky little devil.
So I think, you know, I still drop the ball now, but I will tell you, I drop it with pride.
Okay, so I know you're wifed up now, right? Yep. You got yourself a boo-boo kitty. Mm-hmm. But this one's from Wiglet. How many people in the league have you hooked up with? It could be past. Well, it has to be past, girl.
Yeah. I will confirm that it's definitely past.
Uh-huh.
I think that I would enjoy the idea of being able to sleep at night. So I'm going to plead the fifth on that one.
Okay, so any players that you hadn't had the chance, that you hadn't played with, that you wish you'd had the chance to play for?
Ooh, good question. I would say, you know, who I actually think is super fun and everyone always has really good feedback for, and he's an amazing player, is Jasper. I think it'd be cool to play. Actually, Devin plays with him and speaks very highly of him. Great, like, to have his skill level and also his, like, really, like, kind of just chill attitude. I think it's just, like, such a, like, a perfect storm of like, what you're looking for in one of your top players. I think he really brings a lot to the team in terms of knowledge, skills, and attitude. And so I would definitely
I totally agree. Not only is he, like, a beastly on the field, but he is such an amazing guy. Okay, so give me your top three of each conference.
Top three teams?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't write that down. See, I wrote down top three matches for this weekend, or is that coming
out? Okay, then let's just do matchups. Okay.
Yeah, I love live TV. All right, so matchups. The first one I was thinking about was Key Lime and Red. So with this one, you know, Key Lime is strongly positioned in their conference, and Red's kind of the wild card. Sometimes teams just click mid-season. They just start to just crank out wins and really get themselves primed for the Super Fab Bowl. So I would say that's a very interesting interesting game to see. Can Red, can they carry that momentum over that 2-week break that nobody saw coming? They just manhandled us. I mean, I won't try to.
They were on fire.
And I think that Tony Vaccaro did a good job in drafting key players where it felt like what was frustrating as a defender on Black as we were playing them was that it always seemed like there was another option there for Brian Burns to toss. And like, I love Brian. I didn't really love that game. But, you know, I still love Jackson and Marta and Mia. So. Second one, I got to give you some love, girl. Fuchsia 1 and 2. Fuchsia and Orange this weekend.
I know. I'm really annoyed with the rain this past weekend because I was so ready for it.
I love any of these matchups this weekend that it involves some of the teams in the top because it really helps settle out the seeding. I mean, I mm-hmm. think that there's others further down, but you know, everyone's chasing the big fish and see what's going on. So to the Fuchsia Orange game, I don't actually think I'm playing that like during that time. I'm going to take a gander over there and see what's going on because that'll be really
bring your wig, girl. Bring your wig.
Yes, wig. Yes. And then third one, you know, I got to watch out for my sisters. You know, we're looking at, you know, what's the Lord got in store for us this weekend against Forest.
Oh, that'll be a good
this
one.
This is another interesting game. It's an interesting matchup for us. You know, another strong contender in our conference. Right now, we're in this place where I think we're in second. You know, Pink is kind of just off to the races. I feel like they might be a 3-1 this weekend, just because it's hard to pull off 4 wins in a weekend. But you know, now I'm gonna have to eat my words probably on Monday. But
But y'all play Pink on Saturday.
Yeah. So hey, you know, maybe we'll give them that one loss, honk. Early birthday present, right? But
yes, yeah, happy Sunday's early my birthday. Yep.
So those are the three I'm looking at.
I think purple and orange.
Okay,
they're one of the first games of the day. I think that's going to be a really tough matchup for orange. I think red royal camo v Kelly. That could be a cute one because yep. they'll have Jeremy back.
Yep.
And I think white and brown. I mean, white is like trying to get their stuff together. They're like,
but so I mean, here's the reality. Let's say, you know, they get something going.
That's the thing.
And all of a sudden they pick up 3 or 4 wins this weekend. Now they're sitting at 500 or somewhere in that neighborhood. And I'll tell you, more champions come out of that 500 zone, that like somewhere in the middle of the pack. Yeah, they tend to really go far. And
I'm kind
of
nervous about going and potentially going
to the first, man.
I know, honey.
There's plenty of times when top four have made it to the end and have kind of gotten the damn thing done. But
oh my God, I want to get the damn thing done.
Yes, yes,
I want to get it done.
If I see you at the end, I'm coming for that leg. Like I'm going damn Harding.
Girl, I'm going to bring my knee brace in case.
You're crying in the corner. You're going to wind up in a Disney parade with a silver medal.
All right, Sister Soldier, this has been a fantabulous.
Yes.
Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having me. And good luck to everybody this weekend. Play hard, play safe, and get ready for Super Foul Bowl. It's going to be a fun 2 weeks of football.
All right, boo. Love you. Mean it.
Yeah.
All right. If any of y'all out there are interested in sponsoring our league, we know how you can do it.
Yes, you, your jobs, your moms, your cousins, your friends.
Your companies, your aunts, your uncles, your CEOs.
Just head on over to flagflagfootball.com/sponsors/.
And fill out the form at the bottom if you want to have your name plastered all over our jerseys, all over the signs across the field, and a special shout out each week from Wig and Wiglet.
I'm so into it.
Yes.
All right, fourth and a girl. What? Okay, so this week my game ball is going to all of you captains out there, winning or losing. To every single one of you out there, captaining is not an easy task. You got 14 folks that you need to make sure they've got enough playing time, that they're being good sports, that you have events for them to go to. I mean, there's just so much to juggle as a captain, and especially to you captains out there that are doing it and quarterbacking. I mean, honk honk toot toot, great job, kudos to you. I just want you guys all to know that you're appreciated, and from what I've seen this year, it seems as though everybody has been doing a really good job of being a positive captain, of bringing a positive energy out there. As Oprah says, be responsible for the energy that you bring into this room. So, for that, I just want to, again, congratulate you guys all on a great season. We've got 2 more weekends left. This one's going to be a tough one because it's Saturday and Sunday. Then it's the Rosie Bowl. Then we get to key. So, pat yourselves on the back and keep up the good work. Okay, so following that, I said what I said, is by Arsene Wagner. At a young age, winning is not the most important thing. The important thing is to develop creative and skilled players with good confidence. Again, this is what we're all out there for. Yeah, you want to win. Yeah, you're going to lose. But it's all about making sure that you
are giving everyone the opportunity to shine. So yeah, yeah, it's a game. I know we're all out there to win, but there is a bigger picture. Okay, so we'll be back with Inside the Huddle and McScrumptious James German.
All right, we're here Inside the Huddle with newbie slash rookie James German. It's German, right?
It's German, like the language.
Okay, I'm not mad at it. Are you German? What's your background?
No, I'm French Canadian. I don't know.
Oh, cute. I'm not mad at that either. Okay, so how's your season been going, mister?
It's awesome. This is a blast. The problem is that
You're not on my team.
Oh, well, okay. Firing shots right away.
You know, that's the game.
Well, one, that we've had 2 weeks off now.
I know.
You know, when it's the highlight of your week, it translates to a couple bad weeks here.
Yeah, this is the third time. Like, the first time they canceled games was last year, I believe, or like 2 years ago because of lightning. So this is the first time it's been two consecutive weekends due to Mother Nature being a little devilish witch.
I know, it's really straining you guys here to find some material.
But, I mean, this weekend, you know, we're back at it.
Back at
Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I know.
I hope you've been, like, stretching, getting your workout on. It's going to be a tough one.
No, so what sucks is that I'm away this weekend at a buddy's wedding.
No!
I know.
Wedding's canceled. The wedding's canceled. He didn't text you?
So I missed four games now instead of just two.
Oh, that sucks. Where's the wedding?
Phoenix.
Oh, well, that'll be fun. It'll be nice and hot, at least.
Yeah, it'll be a nice change from here.
Okay, so how'd you find out about the league?
So I found out from Jack.
Ah.
He and I go to Suffolk together.
Oh, cute.
And I've been, like, dying to get into a consistent flag league. And he was posting, like, professional photographs to his Facebook. And I was just like, dude, I need to get into this league right now.
I need new Facebook profile pics.
That's why I'm here, really.
Do you have any, like, highlights or best moments of the season so far?
Yeah, definitely that game against Green the last weekend of games.
That was in the Forest Green, right?
Yeah.
That was an intense game to watch.
It was intense to play in, too. I finally got into some exposure to some, like, competitive sort of, like, douchebaggery there, which I didn't anticipate this league. But
I'm pretty sure I know maybe the player you're referring to, but I'm not going to name names.
Yeah, I don't even know his name. I'm sure you probably are right, though.
Yeah, we talked about him a couple weekends ago.
Oh, I remember.
Okay, so if you had to have a rematch of any of the teams you've faced so far, which would it be?
Good question. I think either between Coral, because we got mercied from them, and I don't think that that's a fair representation, or Moss's team, because we lost by 2 points on a 2-point conversion that I didn't get called. But it was also the first game of the year, and we had, like, 12 new players, so.
Okay, my next question is going to be, you guys do have a lot of new players. I was surprised that he picked so many new players, but you guys are doing pretty damn well. You're at the top of the National, right?
Hell yeah.
All right, represent.
Tony knows what he's doing.
Apparently, with his little sidearm. Okay, so if you had one team from the other division who you haven't played yet, which would it be?
Oh, your team sitting at the top of the other division, top and top. Come on.
I mean, but do you want to lose?
Oh, okay. I don't think you guys have played some real talent, a.k.a. my team.
Okay, all right. That's fair. Okay, so let's get into a little game. You ready for it?
I think so.
Okay, so we're going to play a new game called Asking for a Friend. So I'm just going to ask you questions that I'm asking for a friend, and feel free to answer them however you'd like. Sound good?
I feel like you and this friend know each other pretty well.
We might. Okay, so briefly, describe, like, a gay sexual interaction or something you've witnessed being in the Army.
Oh, well, So I graduated from Ranger School. Ranger School sucks. And it was like the coldest.
Is Ranger School like the preface to being an Army? What is Ranger School?
No, it's like one of the most advanced schools in the Army.
Oh, well, never mind.
And so we were like in the mountains of like Dahlonega, Georgia. And it was just like the coldest thing on earth. And literally, but like on top of like in this school, you're just like naked all the time in front of everybody. But we would like,
do you have any pictures or videos of the of this mountain experience?
You do not want to see these people during this experience. No, we're pretty much like huddled up, like sharing sleeping bags, like just getting after it for warmth. So everything was on the table.
Everything was on the table. Was there any partaking of what was on the menu?
You know, we made the best with what we had. All right.
Okay. All right. Where is this place and how do I get there?
I don't know if you could get there, but
Okay. So if there was any other team, again asking for a friend, that you could be on, which would it be?
Well, I guess they're putting me at wide receiver, so I would go to, you know, team with a quarterback, some, you know, like Moss's team or your team. I think
The dark side, child. Come to the dark side.
But I love Tony and I love my team, so I'm happy on the best pink, you know.
Excellent. Okay. This is just a question in general. How long were you in the Army?
I was in for 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like 4.5 too long.
4.5 too long.
Yeah, like a year and a half in, I was like feeling pretty good about myself. And then I went to South Korea and I was like, all right, this is up.
So what other like fun, interesting places have you been deployed to?
Korea is the only place outside of America, but I've been to like basically the entire Southeast, Louisiana, South Carolina, North Carolina. Georgia.
Did you make it to New Orleans?
I didn't make it to New Orleans. I will one day. Under better circumstances.
Okay, we might have some following our last question. So, second to last question. Are you opposed to mixed babies?
Oh, my gosh. No, I think anytime you throw a little, you know, pepper a little white into something, it's like adding salt to food, you know. It just enhances it, makes it better. So, it's okay. Just like, you know, and nobody wants to eat salt by themselves, you know.
That is a great answer. And the follow-up / our last question, asking for a friend, James Dalencourt or Henry German?
Well, I think I'm the straight guy in the relationship, so I'm keeping my last name.
Henry German.
Yeah, Henry German has that nice ring to it.
It does. I think that'd look good under lights. Like our invitation, we welcome you to the Henry German, James. Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
I like it.
Okay, well, James, I greatly appreciate you coming on and chatting with me.
I didn't say anything about that.
The league's happy to have you. I'm happy to see you out there. And good luck this weekend.
Hey, thank you. I will see you in the finals, Henry.
See you in the finals, bitch.
All right, girl.
All right.
Okay. All right, take care.
Take care. All right, so that's all we got for you on this week's remixed version of You Know What. Don't forget, continue doing those good deeds, make somebody smile, put a little love in the world. We need it. If you haven't taken your team pictures, since we didn't get to the last 2 weekends, make sure you find Patrick Lentz out there somewhere on the field. She'll be snapping away. Make sure you get those team pics for the memory books. No drinking, no smoking on the fields between games. The board does want to reiterate that. It is E to the legal. The weather this weekend, you know, Mother Nature, she threw us a little curveball and said, here's a little heat on Wednesday. But Saturday's supposed to be a little bit more chilly. 51, I think, is the high. Windy, cloudy. The fields are going to be wet because it's supposed to rain Friday. So be prepared for some mud. Sunday is supposed to be a lot nicer, but colder. It's supposed to be high of 44. Plenty of sun, though. So be prepared for that. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water after getting turned up on Saturday night.
with your teams. A big thanks to the guests this week, Casey, Mark, Craig, and James. We really appreciate it. I hope everyone has a good weekend. We'll see who ends up on top, who ends up on bottom. Top and bottom, huh? This coming episode will have a guest host, David Lopes, a.k.a. Papa Smurf, a.k.a. Godiva Chocolate, or Godiva Chocolate. We'll get that cleared up. Till then, wig, crickets, and wiglet. We out.